Welcome back to the Mindset Podcast, brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset on the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Exactly. Real stuff.
The traditional marketing playbook, you know, the one we've all relied on, it's collapsing. And I think it's happening a lot faster than anyone expected.
It really is. And if you're a marketing leader, this is a really fundamental shift.
Yeah, the data is pretty stark. We're seeing that 62% of B2B CMOs are now reporting they just don't have the skills or the budget or the resources to keep up with competitors using AI.
And that's exactly what we're digging into today. We've got three reports that really map this out.
So our mission here is to connect the dots. We're looking at how AI is changing marketing channels, the big debate over search, and the rise of AI agents.
Exactly. It's about exploring the mindset you need for this new world of, you know, technology-driven performance.
Okay, let's start with that first major shift, the collapse of traditional visibility. The numbers here are just, wow. B2B tech website traffic fell 34% between 2024 and 2025.
A third. I mean, just think about that. That's not a small dip.
It's a hemorrhage, especially if you live at the top of that keyword funnel. This is just because AI engines are refusing to link out now?
It's sort of both. And it's getting faster because the search engine itself is changing. Projections show that by 2027, traditional search is going to be just 45% of all queries.
So less than half.
Less than half. And it's not just search. Look at LinkedIn. Huh. Organic company content visibility. That slipped from 2.1%. down to just 1.6% of feeds.
So the pivot is away from just stuffing keywords everywhere and towards something the reports call confidence signaling. What is that exactly?
It's about making your content AI friendly. It's about structuring it in a way that signals to the AI, this is a verifiable authoritative source.
So like using listicles and things like that.
Exactly. Listicles now make up nearly a third of cited results. And freshness is key content less than, say, 1 or 2 months old. Performs best.
But there's a risk here, right? The report said 61% of CMOs are only mildly proficient at keeping their brand story unified.
And that's the danger. Without that clear, repeated narrative, the AI summary just fragments your message. So performance now really relies on engineered visibility.
Engineered visibility. That really gets to the heart of it. And that brings us to the billion-dollar search debate.
Right. Because AI search isn't a theory anymore.
No, it's driving real revenue. On Black Friday in 2024, visits from tools like ChatGPT to major retailers were nearly 8 times higher than the year before. 8 times.
Which has created this huge strategic divide. You've got the skeptics on one side.
Right. The ones who say, look, we tried to game the AI, but it turns out good old-fashioned expertise and being in respected publications still matters most.
They're saying, don't panic, just be good.
But then you have the believers who argue this is a one-way street. They're looking at university students who don't even use Google anymore. They go straight to ChatGPT or Gemini.
And for them, you need a whole new playbook, answer engine optimization or AEO.
So if the skeptics are right, why is the global SEO and AEO market projected to hit $171 billion by 2030? Someone's spending a lot of money on this.
That's the thing. That growth is all driven by the pressure to figure this out. The takeaway for marketing leaders is you have to develop a way to measure and capture value in this new landscape.
And to actually execute on that, you need scale. Which brings us to our third piece, AI moving from just being a tool to becoming core enterprise infrastructure.
Yeah, we're seeing this with ad tech startups like Fluency raising $40 million to just automate performance marketing workflows.
What's the core problem they're solving?
It's friction. Big brands run campaigns across search, social, retail, everywhere. It's all manual with different operators for each channel. It's slow and hard to repeat.
So the AI agents just embed into those workflows.
Precisely. They handle the setup, the optimization, all within set parameters. That lets the human teams focus on high-level strategy and oversight. You get scalable output without having to scale your headcount.
Okay, but as these autonomous agents start managing real budgets in public, that opens up a huge can of worms around governance, doesn't it?
A massive one. That's the real challenge. How much authority do you delegate? How do you ensure transparency? How does this fit into compliance frameworks?
So it's not about buying a new tool.
No, it's about system thinking. It's viewing AI as a necessary piece of your infrastructure to cut down complexity and speed things up. It's orchestration.
So let's put it all together. Visibility is collapsing, the search world is in conflict, and AI is becoming operational. It sounds like success isn't about new software. It's about engineering your entire marketing function through AI enablement.
That's it, exactly. As these AI agents quietly become part of your daily operations, the question really shifts. It's no longer, what can AI do for me? But rather, how prepared are my human governance structures to actually oversee the intelligence we're building?
A lot to think about there.
That's all the time we have for this deep dive. This episode of the Mindset Podcast was brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset. On the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Real stuff.
See you next time.